is live once again, Value Driven Reality. My co-host today is Hannah Bell. Hannah Ball.
Ball.
Bell, Ball. What are you?
Hannah Ball.
Hannah Ball is who it is?
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm loving the coffee here, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely. Melinda said the same thing, didn't
yes.
she? First off, let's start with our host here, Kevin.
Hi there.
How you doing, bro?
Pretty good.
Tell me your story, bro.
Well, let's see. So I grew up wanting to become a real estate broker. And
why?
No, that's a lie.
Okay.
Yeah. I actually wanted to be a missionary, but ended up going to college, got a degree in statistics, and ended up going through about 6 corporate mergers before I was 30 and realized I had to do something else on my own for some income. Studied real estate for investing purposes and invested for about 6 years before I opened the company, Values Driven Realty.
That's it?
That's pretty much in a nutshell.
Now, you told me more than that a while ago. Let me give you a little behind-the-story scenes of me, is what you said. And it went into a long spiel.
Well, out of grad school.
Oh, tell you what, tell me about the goats.
Oh, that was the only thing I didn't want to talk about. Out of grad school, I ended up in a consulting position at the credit bureaus, helping build the credit card scoring models that help lenders determine whether they should give particular loan products to their clients. So that started out inadvertently my background in real estate, and went from credit card scoring models to Kellogg's as a forecasting manager to Galleons here in Indianapolis,
right.
Plainfield area, and decided after Dick's Sporting Goods bought Galleons to stick around here and make a go at investing when the market was going down, and then we ended up opening Values Driven Realty.
And we're sitting in a coffee house. It's all led to this.
Yes.
That's right, yeah.
Who are the two lovely ladies beside you?
So Jenny Aguirre came on board how many years ago now, Jenny?
Well, I believe it was back in, 2012, 2013?
Yeah, we met at Caliber Home Loans open house.
Uh-huh.
And she was with another company here in town. And we just got to talking, and it sounded like there was more opportunity with us, and she went for it.
Is that right?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. That's it? You got to
give me
something, Jenny. Come on.
No regrets, no. Best thing I ever did was change over from FC Tucker to Values Driven Realty. I feel very blessed to be part of Values Driven Realty.
Very nice.
Yes.
Very nice. Melinda.
Yes.
How are you doing down there?
I am fantastic. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll be bringing you in so you can talk
I
and tell us about.
I appreciate that.
Tell us about you.
Thank you. Well, first of all, I want to give a shout out to Cabin Coffee here in Avon. I want to thank them for hosting our little event today. They've been so gracious and so accommodating. And if y'all have not checked them out, you need to check them out. I think they've been in business about maybe 6 months or so, and they've got the cutest little coffee shop here and really good coffee. And so come check them out on the west side of Avon. So
it's a lovely place. Hannah was just telling me how much she enjoyed it when she walked in.
Yeah. It has a lovely country feel.
It does. It's really cool. It's really cool. So anyway, I'm Melinda Chapman, and I've been with Values Driven Realty since I became a realtor, which was just a few months ago, back in, I think I got licensed in end of January, early February. I was a dental hygienist for 33 years, full time, and met my wonderful husband about 3 years ago. He knew I was not real happy and looking for a change, and he's like, babe, why don't you just go for it? So I was like, okay, I will. I will. But it meant me quitting my job, literally going from 2 incomes to 1. And I did that. So Thanksgiving week of last year in November, I quit my job. And I literally started real estate school that following Monday. And did a 3-week accelerated program. And bada bing, bada boom, here I am.
And you're already on a podcast.
And I'm already on a podcast. I know.
How far you've come.
And a big shout out to Heather Woods for tagging me on Facebook so I could win this.
Absolutely.
Win this event. Thank you, Heather. Yeah,
absolutely.
It was awesome. So anyway, so I I had a friend who's a realtor that kind of mentored me a little bit, and she knew of Kevin and Values Driven Realty, and she kind of pointed me in this direction. And honestly, I didn't really want to go with one of the bigger companies. That was never really a desire for me. I didn't want to be this little fish in this really big pond, for one. And
so are you quitting after this podcast when we become really big?
No, not at all. Not at all. But I just love, one, I love the name because, you know, one, we bring value to our clients from a monetary standpoint, but yet we live by the values that, you know, that we believe. We live out our faith is very important to us. And so there's just so much about the name alone that just really spoke to me. And Kevin's been an awesome mentor, and he has invested so much time into me, and I'm so very thankful for that. And I think as a brand new agent, I've gotten off to a pretty darn good start. So I'm very, very thankful for that.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Now, what are we doing today? No, the event.
Oh, the event.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, well, basically, we're just promoting our company. I mean, we're Values Driven Realty, and if you ask the average person, they probably have not heard of our company. We're small, we're independent, but we think we're a powerhouse.
Sure.
And we want to be more well-known. You know, when people think of real estate, we don't want them to just automatically think of those big companies that people tend to gravitate to when they first think about real estate companies. And we want people to know what makes us stand out and why we're different and why they should choose us over another company. So we have invited some of our former clients to come in and kind of give some testimonials about why they chose us, chose to work with us, how their experience was in working with us, would they choose us again, that kind of thing. So you guys want to add anything else?
I do. I just wanted to say that there's 9 agents right now. We're all licensed brokers in the state of Indiana. And we do referrals all over the country, but we are licensed for Indiana specifically. And we believe that our market is around the Indianapolis area. However, Jenny and I both had closings outside of our MIBOR area, the Metropolitan Indianapolis Board. And it's a little more challenging because the data is a little harder to get to, but we can get at data throughout the whole country. The tools are getting bigger and better and more efficient to use. And we believe in protecting our clients, and we want to give them a really good experience and have fun along the way. So most of what we do are problem solving. It's not necessarily just showing a house or listing a house. I used to think anybody could do real estate, but I think it takes a special person to solve problems. And the problems come in different venues. For instance, buyers may have certain issues that they think they can't qualify today.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got key relationships in our business. We've got a lender here with us today. Hopefully he can get on and talk for a few minutes. Not every lender is created equal. Not every realtor is created equal. People that have a passion for what they do is, in my opinion, what's real important.
Right.
And
We
feel honored to have the clients we have, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Anybody can go to any real estate agent and probably buy or sell a house.
Sure.
But it's that small percentage of times when you end up with a problem, you have to know who you're working with that you can get through it and not end up in a financial mess. This is one of the biggest expenses that a person goes through is buying or selling a home. And it's a big asset. It's a big... You can make a big mistake quick if you're not careful.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Miss Jenny? Would you agree with him?
No, yes, I agree. I also want to add that we have agents who are bilingual and trilingual on our team. I myself am one of them.
Oh, very nice.
So I also speak Spanish, and so if... most of my clientele are Hispanic, and so I think we fit the need of many here.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Linda?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and just to kind of add to what Kevin was saying, I think we do consider it a real honor and a privilege when a client does choose us, because there are so many companies to choose from out there. And,
oh, absolutely.
And so when someone does choose us, it is, we know they are entrusting us, like Kevin said, with their largest asset. And we do not take that lightly. We take that very seriously. And we are very relational in how we deal with our clients. We like to form relationships with them. And it's not about the transaction. It's not about, I mean, it is about the transaction and getting a good deal for our clients. But at the same time, I think we go above and beyond what a lot of other realtors do. So, again, it comes back to that name. We add a lot of value to what we bring to our clients, for sure. So
I didn't realize how young you were in the game.
I am. I'm a brand new agent. Yeah. So,
know,
but
she's so confident for being so fresh.
Yeah.
Her first closing, I think the agent thought she was around a long time.
Yeah. That was really cool, too. I mean, he told me he looked me up, so he knew that I was brand new, but he said, based upon how I interacted and how I did the transaction, he said he never would have guessed that. So I was like, yay, that's that's super cool. So, but I tell you what, guys, I am loving it. I'm so passionate about this. I'm having an absolute ball, and I have no regrets in, you know, leaving my 33-year career and making this change. And I'm just excited to see what the future holds for our company. So
that is beautiful.
Yeah.
That is beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm seeing Andy sitting here.
Yeah.
Hi there.
Hey, brother.
How are you?
How you doing, man?
All right.
Tell me about Andy.
So Andy is a lender. I've been in the business 27 years.
Right.
I started with a mortgage broker. The broker got bought by a bank, and I've been through a couple of purchases, but I've never quit a company, so I've been with the same core group of underwriters, processors, closers the whole time, which really helps when you have a relationship with all those people. We tend to build trust between each other. So I work out of our Avon office right down the road here on 36, and Caliber has the most market share of any lender in Hendricks County.
Right.
And I think a big thing about us is we just do mortgages, and we're pretty much all referral. So we got to make sure we keep these people happy, buyers happy, so we can get the next one.
Sure.
So
that makes sense.
Yeah, so our office is, we have probably 150 years of experience between us, probably more than that. And we're pretty good at it. We have good systems. Our loans go right from us to the underwriters, and then it goes to the processors. So if there's some issues we got to deal with, we usually know early, so we got time to work it out. We use appraisers that we pick and put on a list, and then they're randomly picked. So we have a pretty good reputation. So in this seller's market, when there's a bunch of offers on a house, a Caliber pre-approval tends to hold a lot of weight, because I think the real estate community knows we're pretty good at getting it done in time.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Mm. So
we, Andy and I started working with Andy in 03 on my primary residence when we moved up here. And after that, as I mentioned, I was in investing. But when I became licensed as a realtor and a real estate broker, Andy's been able to help out in some areas where other lenders couldn't quite cut the mustard, is what I would call it. For instance, we would get, as agents, we don't always get to pick who we get to use for lenders. Our buyers come pre-approved out of state, and they have a company that's not even local. What's nice is, because it's a relationship business, and that's our business model as well, is you can sit down, talk face-to-face, ask questions. We've got email and stuff like that, obviously. But Andy saved us. Our income is when we get to closing. It's not when we meet our client. And if we never get to closing, then we've worked for free, basically.
Right.
And that's you can only do that so long as a real estate agent, and then you find a different business to go into. when some lenders fail to properly pre-screen or put people in the right loan program, you know, we're able to kind of move him over to Andy. But most of the time, we try and start out with the right relationship to begin with. And then, but my income has been helped by having the right relationship with Andy, because he's, as I mentioned, he's been able to save some of these pre-buyers that came with their own lender. We'll just put it that way.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah. So, Melinda?
Yeah. Well, I...
Andy?
Yeah, I actually haven't had a chance to work with Andy yet, but I look forward to that opportunity, hopefully sometime soon. I got to play golf with you, though. That was cool.
Yeah.
But I haven't got to do a transaction with you yet, but yeah, hopefully.
Is Kevin soon. Kevin hogging all the Andy love?
Well...
Yeah. Actually, I think Jenny has been. It's been pretty quiet on Kevin's side for a while. I need to.
Andy could use some more, though.
Yeah, Andy. Andy, I'm sure. I'm sure we'll get to sometime soon. I'm sure we will. So,
okay.
Looking forward to it. So,
Andy's like one of the Wahlberg brothers. Like,
yeah,
just here in Indiana.
Yeah,
he loves all the love.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate him coming and supporting us and helping us out today.
Well, I have to say, the values-driven realtors, though, the nice thing about them is they're really trying to help the people the way they want to be helped and not just sell a house. So, and you can tell they try to get the best deals for them. They have good relationships with them, which is nice on my end, because it's more of a team
when we're
doing this. So,
yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Speaking of that, our clients are the same way. When we go to work with a new buyer or seller, we have to look at it as a team. And if our, for instance, if we don't have a good trust level with our buyers or sellers, we could end up with a situation that's not fun for both us and our client later. And several of our clients have shown up today to maybe talk about what it's been like to work with us or our team. My hope as the owner of the company is that no matter which agent a buyer or seller comes off the street to work with, they get the same view, the same experience, and the same level of attention. I'm kind of careful who I bring on board. I mean, certainly most agencies would take pretty much anyone that's licensed, as long as they produce. And I'm kind of careful on who I work with, because I want the right people to take care of my clients if I'm gone. And I think it's been a slow process. We've been open for 11 years now, and people are just now starting to hear about us.
Wow. Wow. Well, let's get some of them up.
Yeah.
Yeah,
let's talk to
coffee.
A few of them.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think, Melinda?
All right. Who wants to – do you have someone here, Jenny, or anybody want to come up? Dawn, come on. I'll stay here
here
with
comes
you.
Dawn.
Come on, Dawn. You are my first one. Come on, girlfriend.
And Dawn's coming up. Where's Jake?
Oh, he's at home.
Babysitting.
Yep, eating wings. And, well, Lucas has just been, like, napping all day. I think he's going through a growth spurt.
Uh-oh.
He's like a tiny giant now. But, you know, he might even be listening to us.
Oh. Well, hey to Jake and Lucas. How about that?
Good to see you.
Dawn's here.
Yeah.
Hi, Dawn.
This is
Hi
Dawn.
There.
This is Dawn Jackson.
Hi, Dawn. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Tell me about you.
Oh. Well. What would you like to know?
Tell me about you and value-driven realty. How about that?
Well, actually, my relationship has been with Melinda. We've known each other for maybe 10 years or more.
Yeah. We were single.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we went to church together.
Yep.
And I needed to sell my house. And I actually had a real estate agent. And it came to...
It's hard to talk to somebody and not throw the person off that I'm not talking to. Sorry, go ahead, Dawn.
But I actually had another one. And then Melinda came into my head, not by coincidence.
Sure.
And I knew she was a real estate agent. And I asked her to be my agent.
Okay.
And from there, it took a few months to get my house on the market. And while Melinda was there, she was scrubbing floors and shopping and staging. And I don't know what I would have done without her.
No.
It was during a difficult time, too. And so she was there for me.
I told you I was going to get emotional.
Don't cry. You'll make me cry. You know, nobody cries alone in my presence.
Most realtors don't do that.
Well.
It's the values-driven way.
I guess so.
It truly is. She and Kevin were both there for me.
Yeah,
it was awesome. It was a great experience. And shoot, once we got the house on the market, it sold in 4 days.
4 days.
That's awesome.
That's huge.
I think we had 2 offers, and we took the first or second offer.
We had like 9 or 10 showings that first weekend that we listed. And
it was amazing. The photos were amazing. She did a pre-video. It was, my house looked gorgeous. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Well, your house is gorgeous, so we didn't have to do much to make it look that way. But
it was, she was just there for me every step of the way. It was not an easy process. And
oh no, we had so many, I mean, there were times when we thought, okay, is this going to get done? Because we had, if there was something that was going to go, you know, we just had different things happen and different things that we had to do that aren't of a normal transaction. And as a new realtor, I was kind of like, oh my goodness, I am learning off the cuff here.
Was freaking out. I was absolutely freaking out up until the moment that, the day before we closed, I was still freaking out that moment. And Melinda was there every step of the way. She was helping me pack. One day, actually, I was at work and she was at my house packing for me.
Wow.
And then not only that, we had to find another house. So I don't know how many houses. We must have looked at 40 houses before I found one.
That is huge. That is huge. But something amazing just happened. Mandy's here.
Oh, hi, Mandy.
That's Mandy. Yay.
She finally showed up.
I'm sorry, Dawn, not to take away from your story at all.
Yeah, we're
glad Mandy's here. No, but Dawn was my very first client, and so that's always, she'll always have a special place in my heart, regardless. But, I mean, even more so because, you know, I'm sitting on the couch one Sunday afternoon, and I get a text from her, and literally it was an answered prayer for me, and you know, she had a beautiful home in Carmel, and so it was really, as a brand new agent in my very first, you know, transaction, I was like, oh my goodness, you know, this is like huge, this is big. And so again, an honor and a privilege, you know, that she would put her trust in me. And it was just fabulous. And to get to sell her beautiful home and help her find her new beautiful home was just the best. And
it was an amazing experience. I mean, if you hook up with Melinda, you will be taken care of.
Aww, I appreciate you saying that.
Right? She might even pack my house for me.
I'm telling you, she did.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend going live for that. Can you edit that, John?
Too late.
Not now, but
can we charge extra for that?
Too late. I mean,
she had the time then. I told her, I'm glad I was her first client because she had the time to do it then. She is probably not going to have time to do that in her future.
That was a nice save. That was nice.
Yeah.
A nice save. But at the same time, though, I like being hands-on like that. And I mean, while I may not be able to just literally go there and pack like I did help for Dawn, I mean, there's other things that I just like really being hands-on and just doing things that other agents wouldn't do. Being there to, you know, let the inspector the contractors. I mean, a lot of other agents wouldn't or couldn't do that. And that's something that I feel more connected to be able to do things like that. And I enjoy doing that because I know it's a help to her. She didn't have to take off work, you know, to meet the people there at the house or whatever. And I don't know. It's just,
I said that she was going to need an assistant soon. And I kind of volunteered for that. So when she does need an assistant, I hope I'm the first person she picks up.
Things well, like
we're
that.
We're trying to get her to get her real estate license, actually.
She'll join soon. Dawn's just got to get the class under her belt. But we've already talked about
it's
that.
It's definitely something I love to do, too.
On her radar.
Maybe one day I'll be sitting here as an agent for Values Driven Realty.
That's going to be a good day.
That would be awesome.
I think one thing that we tend to forget about is when things go well, it's good to remember that. But when things are challenging, people tend to remember the bad. Yeah. And one thing we try and do is remember the good. Every transaction has a hang-up, and I don't remember what it was with Don, but I think...
Well, we had hang-ups.
There were several.
We ended had some up doing challenges. Something with
an inspection. Wasn't that the case where there was some issue where the inspector came in and found some stuff that wasn't really what it was?
Yeah.
And so we had to kind of figure out how to combat that.
Those inspectors are tough, too.
Yeah, they are.
Well, some, they're not licensed in every little thing that they're doing. They do a generic... And then they make it look like there's an issue that's not there. But that's your job. Yeah. But it's trying to figure out how to navigate through that. That's important. And how to communicate that to the other agency.
Yeah.
So they understand what we're trying to say or how we rebuttal. Mm-hmm. And so just because someone asks for something doesn't mean it's necessary.
Right. Yeah.
But we're definitely going to sell a product that's ready to go.
Yep.
And I think Don's house was ready to go, so that was nice to...
Oh, yeah.
You even did a pre-inspection, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah, we did a pre-inspection.
Yeah. Yeah. Don was the perfect client because she was willing to... I mean, whatever advice I gave her, she's just like, okay. And, I mean, she just... The state from the weeding out to the, you know, to just getting whatever we needed to do to get the house ready to go, because she wanted obviously to get top dollar.
Right.
You gotta spend money to make money.
And she did. And I realize not every client's in a position to be able to do that. Fortunately she was, and you know, it paid off in the end. But I mean, she was just so compliant, and she was great to work with. And she's like, whatever you say, Melinda, just, you know, tell me what to do and I'll do it. And I was like, okay. So it was pretty cool. So
I think it's nice that you guys, like, do you do, some people don't realize like how big of a difference doing actually like the small things make in the end. Like, I'm that person, if I go to like Wendy's and I get a really good cheeseburger, I'm like, oh man, I gotta go on their website, send feedback. And my husband's like, what is wrong with you? And I'm like, no, like, it makes a big difference. It's the smallest thing.
Yeah.
It does.
So then that can make you guys shine brighter than like the other guys on the map, because you do a more personalized.
Yeah. I don't know that I would have made it through with another agent. I just don't know that would have happened.
Right.
It was a long process. It was a few months before we were even able to put it on the market.
Oh, yeah, because you contacted me in March, and we didn't close until July.
Yeah. So I don't think we got it on the market until May. Was it May?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it was a long process, and it was just getting a house that had a lot of square footage ready to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the dream.
Mm-hmm.
I want all the square footage.
It's not all cracked up to be.
She had it.
What's the drink that they make with the whipped cream on top? You know, when they have to whip it up?
Oh, they make all kinds of
I think that's what they're doing back there now, because I can top. Hear it pretty
like,
well.
Can you hear it?
Oh, in the blender?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they make all kinds of drinks.
Their menu is crazy.
It is.
I was reading it. I was like, ooh. Yeah. It's like candy bars.
Yeah. Absolutely.
In coffee form.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Well, so the house sold and everybody's doing well.
Yep.
And we're happy now.
House. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
1,000%.
Just checking. So, Kevin, everybody falls in love with Melinda.
Sounds like it, yeah.
I mean, she just got that personality, right?
I mean, I'm in love with Melinda.
Aww.
Great gal.
She's I was going to say late at night when she's got questions, I just have to be very careful how I answer them so she doesn't get mad at me later.
Ah.
Oh, yeah. He's as a managing broker, he's like, accessible almost 24/7. So
brutally honest. Sometimes.
Yeah, and brutally honest too. So
we like his brutally honesty.
Yeah, but he's been great though. He's been great. So yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, dear. I appreciate.
Thank you, Dawn.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thanks, everyone.
Yeah.
I wonder if we can get Mandy over here to sit down for a second. She hadn't been on the mic in a minute.
I think she's going to get one of those whipped drinks.
Well, I want to make sure that you guys got to meet her before she has to leave today.
Yeah, Mandy, tell us about your day.
I'm not leaving. I'm here to stay, Johnny Lyles.
I don't know what you're doing, dear.
What's up?
This is Kevin and Melinda and Jenny over here. Hi, Jenny.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, I'm Hannah.
Hi, Hannah. Nice to meet you.
I figured you knew her. Hannah Bell is her name.
Hannah Bell.
Ball.
That's what I said.
My nickname is Bell. My mom always called me Bell. I don't know why.
I call her Banana.
Yeah.
Okay.
I get them all.
Yeah, so how's it going? I've been listening to the show all the way here. I'm so pumped to be here. And your whipped drinks, Johnny, we're going to have to educate you in the world of coffee.
I have no idea what those were.
He's not a coffee drinker, he said.
At all.
At all.
No, not at all.
All right. Whiskey. I had to get him a Coke.
Whiskey and Coke.
Okay. Yes. I had to get him a Coke.
Yep.
Absolutely. Kevin, would you like to say something to Mandy? Anything at all?
Well, I'm glad she decided to show up today.
I always show up. I'm always working behind the scenes. That's what I do. So if somebody wants to find you guys, where, you know, for anybody that's just now starting to tune in, where would they find you guys at?
Where would they like to meet us?
Where would they like to? Okay, so let's say that they don't know because they got to figure out how to get a hold of you in order to meet you. So where are you going to send them?
So right now, if somebody is interested in working with one of our agents, probably the best way would be to either email us or call us. Our website is valuesdrivenrealty.com. But that got too difficult for people because they'd spell realty with an I with reality and never find us. So I shrunk it down to vdrin.com. So we have both. They both forward to each other.
Awesome.
So our website's vdrin for Indiana.com. Mm-hmm. Pipe Dream is Florida, so I've got VDRFL, but right now we're in Indiana. So yeah. Someday if they change reciprocity again, we'll probably be in Florida. Maybe someday when I retire, I don't know. But anyway,
what about?
And our phone number is 317-588. And I better look because we have like six different phone numbers. The one I give out is usually my number, but if for all the agents, it's 588-3137. How professional is that, Johnny?
What about Facebook? I saw you guys have a Facebook page. And
oh, yeah.
My generation likes to just send Facebook messages anymore.
Yeah, you know, I think Melinda and Jenny are a little bit better at Facebook than I am.
Definitely.
Do we need to get Jenny back on the mic over here?
Yeah, definitely.
Come here over here, Jenny. Over here. Tell us about the Facebook page. No?
Which one? You want out here?
Somewhere.
Come here.
We're getting them somewhere. Hannah.
Yeah.
You sure it's not Bale?
No, it's Ball. Sure. Like Ball State, like the mason jars.
I know
like,
that.
Like the thing you bounce around.
No, I knew that.
You ever do any sports in school?
That's it.
All those things are balls.
I'm sorry, Hannah. I do educate him. I promise. He doesn't know coffee. He doesn't know your last name. It's all right.
Am I asking the wrong one here, Jenny, when I ask about social media?
So tell us about Facebook. Like, how active are you guys on Facebook? And
Yes, Melinda and I are pretty much the social media gals. I am active on social media. I actually just, what was it, Kevin, a week or two ago, picked up a new buyer.
It was last week.
Out of state, actually. Awesome couple. I met them. Out of state, they were moving here to Indiana, and came looked at several houses all in one day. They chose a house that day, and made an offer. And we are planning on closing actually this month before the 25th.
That's huge.
So that was.
So it pays to be online.
Absolutely.
Yeah, people.
Social media.
People my age. Not to dig on anyone's age. I like to Facebook message because I feel like I get a faster response that way because
it's pretty instant.
You know, you get the ding. I know people email. It's the same thing too. But Facebook, it's like, I'll just type it in, whatever. But then it's nice to see, do you guys advertise listings or anything on your page yet? I think
yes.
I know it's
yes.
I just recently looked at it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the way that we have it set up is, basically, it's tagged off my personal page, and then we have our business side, and then each agent that chooses to has their own page.
Okay.
So they typically post to their page, and then I share it. But eventually, they'll have access to it as well. But I have to be very careful how I do that because the way Facebook has it set up, it's linked to my personal page. So I don't do a whole lot of business on my personal side. I try and keep that on the business side. I've got a big family, so and I have another business I share with my wife. So I don't want to muddy the side of my personal life.
But
I do post probably once or twice a week on my personal side for the real estate. But most of it's on the Values Driven Realty page.
That's cool. I know I'm always that person who's like, ooh, because they'll show up on my feed. And I'm like, this house, like, I've got like a $5 budget, but I'm looking at like a $500,000 house. And I'm like,
you're that HGTV couple.
Yeah, I'm like, babe, let's buy it. And he's like, what are you talking about? We're not, no. But I think, yeah, social media is pretty powerful these days. So it's good you guys are out there.
Social media is huge. Do you remember before social media?
I don't remember before social media. I remember when social media got big and we got big.
Yeah, we did.
Because of social media.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Facebook. And Instagram and Twitter.
Thanks, Mark Zuckerberg.
Well, I mean, it's got to be huge. It's got
to
be.
Well, and they're all getting intertwined. So at the beginning, it was just Facebook and Instagram was its own thing. And then they bought each other and everyone's getting merged. And yep. So it's getting easier. And there's different tools where you can combine and post all at one time. But
yeah, no one goes to their class reunions anymore because you're like, I already saw it on Facebook.
We know
what you're
doing.
In the last 10 years.
Yeah, we know what you're doing.
So, Kevin, would you like to bring someone else up?
We still sure, got I'll bring time? One of my kids. They just showed up here.
Oh, they're all the kids.
Well, my wife's embarrassed. She's back there.
Don't. She's taking a picture.
So, I think, actually, Melinda brought some more clients here.
Caitlin, you want to come on up? Oh, Melinda.
So, Caitlin and her husband are buying a new property.
Thank you, Jeannie.
Guess,
new construction.
Yeah, so sometimes there's those a time where... A lot of times buyers aren't sure that they can actually work with a realtor. They think it's going to cost more money.
Right.
And in the long run, what actually happens is most builders have budgeted in a percentage for their buyer's agent. And oftentimes, if that's not the case, then the builder ends up keeping the – I mean, they get to keep the commission basically. And they offer certain incentives to the buyer, like $1,000 for, you know, updated trim or – $5,000 for cabinets or things like that. But the reality is they get that anyway when there's an agent. And agents sometimes think that it's not as much work working with a new build because we have less flexibility. We tend to use their purchase agreement. But there's still times where things can pop up during the building process and we're still an active part of that. And so that's just how we handle ourselves. Not every agent is interested in not every client wants their agent there during the building process. So it depends on the personality of the buyer and especially a first-time home buyer when they're building the first time. Not to say that builders take advantage of people, but it's just better to be involved. And we try and make it better for the builder that we're involved too. And so the builders we work with, we want them to have a reciprocity with us that makes it easier for the whole transaction and not just for us or our buyer per se, but a smooth closing for everybody.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So this is Caitlin.
Hi.
Hello.
This is Millette. She just recently got married.
Yeah, a lot going on here this year.
I know.
So tell me about Caitlin.
So I'm Caitlin, as they just said. We just recently got married, and we decided at the beginning of the year that we wanted to start looking into either purchasing a home or building. And we kind of weren't really sure where we stood as far as, like, is this a good time? And we just kind of jumped in, and we found Melinda, and we knew that she was new. And so it was kind of exciting because we were new to the process together.
Right.
But she's really kind of taken us under her wing. It can be very intimidating, as you guys were saying earlier. It's one of the biggest purchases you make. And so you want to make sure you don't mess up because... You know, everyone knows buyer's remorse.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of the concept of when you go out and buy a new car. You know, if you're new to the car market, you usually take a parent or grandparent because you know how the salespeople are. And the same thing goes for buying a house because you will get every single option on that house and you're approved for every single penny of it. So,
yeah.
It's been great working with Melinda, especially with our builder, because they kind of dragged their feet on a couple of things and... It's been exciting because we actually have a daughter who's 11 months as of yesterday, and we really want to have her first birthday in the house. And so it's been great because Melinda has kind of put a fire underneath of them and said, hey, you know, where are we at? Let's keep going. Let's keep this party moving. And she's making sure that we're closing at a good time that we want to close in order to have that birthday party at the new house. So she's been really great. And when you're new to that, you know, it's pretty intimidating. And every single time I start to get worked up, Dennis goes, it's okay, Melinda's got it. Like, we can just call Melinda. Like, so it's nice to have that person on your side.
Hannah, how many things can we say congratulations for here? She's getting married. She's having a baby.
I mean, yeah. I got a rap sheet on her already. I was thinking,
it's been
like,
a good year.
Happy birthday. Here's a new house.
Here's a new house
for her daughter.
Are you in the house now?
No. So we close on December 2nd. So we're actually in the middle of this process with Linda. So a lot of people have already worked with her, and it's been fun because we're in the middle of it. And we just got the closing date.
And you
did.
This
week, yeah. So. Yeah.
Wow.
We just found out. We just got the email when we were closing. So it's like December 2nd, and Abigail's birthday is the 7th?
The 8th.
8th. Yep.
Oh,
so
that's perfect.
Yep.
We were in the hospital thinking she was going to be on the 7th, but nope, didn't come that day.
Surprise.
Yeah. So she'll get to have the birthday, first birthday party in her new house.
Right.
How exciting.
Then when
is
she
that?
Asks, what did you get me for my first birthday? Doing it for a project for school. She's going to be like, we built you this beautiful house.
That's right. That's exactly right. So, yeah. So, Caitlin and Dennis have been awesome to work with because they're first-time home buyers, and that's such a huge, you know, they're young, they're millennials, they're, I mean, she could be my daughter, you know. I mean, we're talking, you know, that kind of age difference. But you know, it's just been a super cool experience to get to work with them and help them with this first purchase of their, you know, their starter home, you know, because that's huge. I mean, it's a scary process for them, and especially when you're doing a new construction too. There's lots of variables that go with that, and so we've had a few little ups and downs, a few little, you know, a few little twerks, but we see the finish line.
It's been a growing process. Learning patience.
Yeah,
we didn't have it. We have it now.
Yeah, absolutely. but we can see the finish line, and that closing date is a few weeks away. So
that's beautiful.
Yeah,
it's also been cool too because they were talking about it being a small, you know, it's not one of these big corporate companies you know, it's not massive. So she's been able to talk to Kevin a lot on things in our that have been in front of us. And Kevin's actually gone to our construction meeting with us. And honestly, it was funny because we had left that meeting that day. And Dennis goes, you know that guy, Kevin? I said, yeah. He's like, I swear he knew more than the builder. And I was like, it's funny you say that because we kept asking questions. We took a little list and they were like, you know, what kind of this or what's this or that? And we were asking about the homeowners associations and Kevin's like over here on his phone doing something. He's like, hold on. And like, he was able to answer the question in like 2 seconds. We're like, this is great. Like, he knows more than. So it's just nice to have that support system and have that team behind you.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Kevin?
Definitely. Thank you.
You have to come back with something.
I'm actually trying to figure out how to share this live podcast right now.
Oh, my goodness. See, he is not the social
not
media
the tech savvy
guru,
guy.
No.
Well,
no.
I'm tech savvy. I mean, I've got a background in computers and stuff
just
like
the
that.
Social media
it's
part.
Just yeah, the just, software part.
I was
going to
say that specific platform.
Yeah.
But you know more than the buyers did, so see?
Yeah. I actually posted on my page and I tagged you in it, so.
Well, I'm on JL Media's right now trying to get it out there, so.
Oh,
looks good.
Well,
looks
if
good.
if you go to your Facebook page, though, you should be able to. It's on there.
On your Facebook page.
It's on your Facebook page.
So we're in the home stretch for the house.
Yes.
Have you picked anything out yet for it?
Yes. Yeah. We have now purchased all of the appliances, and we're picking out paint colors right now. And my husband has a lofty goal. He thinks he's going to have everything painted and all the furniture put in all by Abigail's birthday. So.
Oh, that's lofty.
Hey, yep. My brother-in-law. I don't know how he did it, but he'd tell my sister, don't worry about it, I got it. And he would just, you know, fill a whole house and paint all the walls in like 2 days.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know how he did it.
Is
Dennis
he for
is
hire?
A go-getter, so.
No. Unfortunately.
We're always looking for people like that. You know, they can want to do little side jobs. That's always good to know people like that.
Yeah, it's definitely the fun part because we're like, okay, we're going to put this here. We went and bought new furniture and new house, new fresh start. So
yeah.
So because we're live, I have to say this: just don't go buy a new car before you close. That's all.
Yeah. No, I actually work for a bank, so
she knows.
I've had clients come crying. I just bought a car. Now I can't get my house. So
yeah.
And my parents told me that too. Like whatever you do, don't buy a car.
Yeah.
And don't put anything on credit. So.
Yeah. Definitely not.
You must have really smart parents.
Yeah.
They're okay.
Yeah. Speaking of parents, let's get Steve in here. Caitlin's dad is actually another one of my clients, him and his wife. So this is Steve Vaughn, and they're my recent ones.
Yes, hi, we Steve. Just closed on the 25th.
Yep.
So
of October. Yep.
So we're just a couple of weeks past all of the great fun.
Yeah.
And Melinda and my wife have been friends for 20 some years, pushing 30.
Yep.
And so Melinda also outdid herself on our behalf. I believe the night before we closed, she was at the house we were selling.
Right.
At 10 o'clock at night, packing the kitchen.
Oh, my goodness.
So, wait a minute. Yes. It's not that you had the time. It's that you're there at all of them.
Well, okay, Sherry's my BFF.
That's right.
And yeah. She right. And to be fair, she had a dream, and she would tell you this. She dreamed that I packed up everything in her house and moved it for her. So, in essence, I almost kind of did that. That dream was almost fulfilled, but I didn't do it all. But, I mean, I certainly was there to lend a hand. But yeah, you know, I mean, that's what you do. I mean, that's what friends do. I mean, it's like moving is not fun, folks.
No, it's not.
And, you know, you find out who your true friends are when it's time to move.
Yeah.
Because I see people post on Facebook, we're moving on Saturday. We could use, you know, some help. And there's maybe one response or one reply.
Yep. Everyone's
busy. No one wants to show up and help people move. And it's not a pleasant experience. So,
especially the one guy with a truck.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And now they make the short bed truck, so you can't even put anything in those short
You're
beds.
Right. But, yeah. But where were you? I'm sorry.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm sorry. What was
where
that?
Were you? I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, anyway, after all of this goes on, I just want to say that buying and selling is a little bit overwhelming.
Sure.
It really is. It can be. And you need people like Melinda to come to your side and say, hey, I've got this. I'll check on this. I don't know the answer yet, but I'll find out. And then they do the work. I mean, really, the week of our closing, that stuff was going on. And it's like, are we going to get this thing closed or not? And
yeah.
It was out of my control because they were doing the things that needed to be done.
Yeah.
And I'm so appreciative. I really wasn't even looking to sell our house. I wasn't looking to buy a house. And then our friends said, look at this house. We said, we don't want that house, but we found a house that we did like.
Yep.
So we fell in love with our forever home, and we just had to sell our house. So, I mean.
And literally this happened. They called me on Labor Day. They called me on Labor Day, and they're like, what you doing? And I'm like, well, I don't even know what I was doing. And they're like, well, we need a realtor. And I'm like, what? Because this is my best friend, and this is the first I've heard about house hunting or anything. And they're like, yeah, we've got this house we want to go look at. And it turned out that wasn't the house. But when we went to look at it, it kind of gave him the fever a little bit. So I ran a search for him, and we ultimately found the house that they're in. But we did a dual closing, and with my other client, Dawn, that spoke earlier,
right.
We did the same thing with her. I mean, because I sold her house and helped her purchase her new home. So we did a dual closing on the same day. We had to close on her house in the morning because she needed the funds, you know, from that closing
sure.
to fund her new purchase of her house that afternoon. Well, the same thing with Steve and Sherry. We did a dual closing on the 25th of October, and so that's why we were so touch and go that week, because there was some issues with the people buying their house, and we weren't sure if it was going to happen, and so we were a little touch and go there. But finally, I think the day before closing, we got confirmation, okay, we're clear to close. And that's the three words every realtor loves to hear, clear to close. And so we were good to go. Yeah.
So do you mind if I speak real quick about the challenges of that kind of transaction?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
What happens is when some in this market, houses were going so fast that sellers are nervous to list because they don't want to sell their house and not have a place to go or
right.
go camp out
sure.
in a hotel.
Of course.
So part of our job as agents isn't even, again, to list or to show buyers houses. It's to help manage personalities, emotions, the bumps along the way. And every buyer or seller is, they handle risk differently. When you sell a house, selling a house, closing on it, buying a house, closing on it, most buyers need either a down payment or they need funds from their home sale to buy the next house. So it becomes a challenge because part of our business is to, I guess, build trust and rapport with the other agency that we're dealing with. When we're writing an offer, how do they know it's actually going to close?
Sure, yeah.
How do they know the buyer is good for it? So having a good lender on our team, having the right purchase agreement drafted so that the listing agent for our buyer understands what we're trying to do. And when you close in the morning and then close later on in the day for the buy and sell side, there's some things that can happen that are a little bit risky for everybody involved. And sometimes it doesn't work out perfectly, but most of the time it's just a matter of managing expectations. So, for instance, if one of the closings falls apart, it affects the other closings after that.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
And actually that happened with us, didn't it, on that transaction? Or almost happened?
Yeah. Well, it didn't, though. I mean, we were able to, we found out the day before we were cleared to close, so it came down to the wire.
But there's a lot of communication with the other agents on other company sides that we have to let them know. And the key is, as a experienced agent, do we let them know right now that there's going to be a problem or could be a problem, or do we sit tight? Because there's a lot of things out of our control in this business. Mm-hmm. And if we told everybody every little thing that can happen, some personalities don't handle that well. Some people, engineering personality, wants to know everything. So I want to be a control freak and know everything. But there's times where lenders don't tell you because you could sit and worry about every little thing and you just drive yourself crazy.
Yeah, that's me.
So it's,
I worry all the time. Don't tell me. I'll worry.
It's a challenge to know when to turn that on and when to turn it off. And I think through experience, we get that knowledge and we pass that on to our clients. And I think our job as agents is to be a cushion for our clients so that they don't see some of this junk that happens behind the scenes. And I was kind of kidding earlier about going out and buying a brand new car right before you close.
Sure.
But it happens. It happens to all of us agents, no matter how long you've been in the business. Something silly will happen that you don't know about, no matter how many times you tell your clients or the other clients that you, that I should say customers on the other side. They're not your clients, but they're customers, a client of another agent that you're depending on, that they know what they're doing. And so it's a big communication game. And, you know, we believe in being, like I said, brutally honest. I'm probably too honest, too brutally honest. I shouldn't say too honest, but I have to be careful how I handle myself because it comes across kind of harsh, I guess, sometimes. But
well, you've been in the business a long time. He knows this stuff for sure. So, anyway.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But we appreciate your patience on that, the I wouldn't call it a dual closing. It's more like a back-to-back closing.
Yeah, back-to-back closing,
Yep. And being at different title companies, too, that's challenging because the money has to flow. So after your first closing, it's got to get there for the next closing. And sometimes it gets hung up at the Fed, and then it's like, well, what's going on, you know? But there's ways around that, too. So we just have to do what's right and communicate. So
My wife and I both said, you know, we had kind of rattled with the idea maybe we might become real estate agents. And then we saw all the work that she had to do. We said, no, we don't want any part of that.
I know, but to me it's not work, though. It's fun. I mean, and I see where they're coming from. I guess from the outside looking in, it would look kind of that way, like it's stressful. But I don't know. To me, it's like, I love it. I mean, I just thrive on it. It just really is so fulfilling for me.
Like, it's rewarding.
It's very rewarding.
All the work you did, and then you just get
that. Extremely rewarding. I mean, extremely, especially when you can help out, you know, your friends and your family, and then not to mention people that you don't know that could choose from anyone. I mean, you kind of expect your friends and family to kind of pick you, although there's probably some that won't, but you know, when someone you don't know has a choice of all these different agencies to go with, and they choose you, I mean, that's huge. So anyway, I'm very appreciative. So do we have anybody else?
And actually, Jenny has somebody right
Jenny,
here. But yeah, I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
Yeah, thanks, Steve. It was a pleasure working with y'all.
All right.
Ball. Hannah Ball.
What's up?
Yep. I just can't believe it's not Bill. I'm sorry. I just keep messing
Facebook
with
friends,
you.
Johnny. Darn.
I just keep messing with you about that.
I'm going to start just commenting on all your stuff.
I know. Johnny be good.
There you go. Welcome back, Jenny.
Yes, hello. Yeah,
you're up and down here, aren't you? I'm sorry.
No, I prefer that.
Okay. Who do you have sitting to the right of you?
I have Christina here to the right of me.
Hi, Christina.
Hi.
Current buyer.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
So I've known Jenny for 12 years. She is my sister-in-law.
Sister-in-law?
Yes.
Okay.
My experience with her has been wonderful. We're in the process of trying to buy a house. It's been a roller coaster, but Jenny has been wonderful and her team, as well as Andy. Andy's helped us a lot in the process too.
Very cool.
Where is Andy? Is he out getting one of those whipped up drinks?
Whipped up drinks. What it is? Yeah. I don't know where he went.
A frappe. That's what
so, Jenny, how was Christina's? I mean, how's that going, the purchase?
Right now, it's going very well. We are currently looking at homes.
Okay.
So, Andy has done his job and has them pre-qualified here. So,
what about a new one? What about a one to be built?
That's been a thought ours.
If you can't find something, you have to make something, right?
Right. We've just kind of, I guess, have not came together with my husband on, like, let's build. Uh-huh. I mean, I would love for a house to be built, but.
So right now, because it is such a hot market, it's, I think we're paying a premium. And if things change, it may get a little easier for buyers. But right now, we're finding ourselves having to make multiple offers on multiple houses. Mm-hmm. Because if we're not in quick enough, or if, you know, a lot of times they're going over list price, which I'm not sure is such a good idea, because if it doesn't appraise, then there's some disappointment. The seller doesn't have to sell if it doesn't appraise.
Right.
And then your buyer is lost out on, you know, inspection costs and appraisal fees and things like that. But so new build is certainly a way to go, but it's not for all buyers either. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes first-time home buyers are more interested in getting their feet wet and something maybe a little less expensive. The average price point for the new build is a lot more expensive today here in Indianapolis in our market than it was like 5 or 10 years ago.
Oh, really?
There's a huge need for like the 175,000 to $175,000 price point.
Right.
There's just not a lot of houses out there like that right now.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I'm sorry.
No.
So how long have you been looking?
Jenny, would you say, what, a couple months?
Well, not actively looking. Mm-hmm. I mean, they started the process first with Andy to get pre-approved.
Yes.
So that was the first part. Actively looking, I'd say showing them homes, maybe 2 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Still a lot of looking, huh? Ready. You're ready to find it.
Yeah.
She is.
I am. It's a process.
Okay. All right. Kevin, you got somewhere do you send people when they can't find what they're looking for?
Well, we don't give up. So, I mean, as far as, like, what are you thinking, John?
Well, a certain area.
As far as the area, we never tell anybody where to go. Uh-huh. Our job is not to steer people, so to speak. In fact, there's really tight rules about what we can and can't do. But what we do is we find out where they want to be, and we can put a search together, and it runs live. If an agent is up at 2 in the morning, and sometimes we do that. We're up late after we put the kids to bed and things like that. And we end up getting our listings live late. It'll go right to the buyer. Any buyer that has a criteria or search running that meets their criteria will see that listing. So I've got several clients right now that have searches running that, you know, they might be investors that have been looking at great properties for 3 or 4 years with me. and the search is running constantly. So things are hitting the market all the time. But if it comes to a point where sometimes it's the price, right. It's hard to find a house. Yeah. When something hits, you got to be on it fast, and you got to look at it. Sometimes you may have to make an offer before you can even look at it. If you're working or something like that, if your client's working, as an agent, we have to be very careful how we do that. But as far as like where we send them, I don't really send anybody anywhere. Do you, Jenny?
No, never.
Are you ready to make an offer without even seeing it?
No, I don't think so. But I mean, if the pictures look right, maybe. But other than that, I'd rather it to be shown the house. And
but you want the house now.
I do want a house, sure. But I think that's risky, just offering it before.
What if she walks in and the living room looked bigger in the pictures?
Oh, that happens all the time.
She walks in, there's some bad
that's
juju.
That's what I was saying, like, yeah.
Some of these lenses that the photographers use is kind of
the wide
I won't say deceiving.
Ones.
Let's just say it's not what you see in real life. Yeah. So that's very frustrating as a buyer agent.
But, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay. A lot of hurdles to jump over.
Yeah.
A lot of things to do right.
You ready to get your license, Johnny?
I couldn't do it. No, I can't do it. I can't even try. No, sir. I'm going to stay where I am. Right behind this microphone here. Kevin, is there anything else you'd like to let us know before we get out of here?
Well, Jenny, did you have something? I just want to thank everybody for listening and for the opportunity to be here to meet you all.
Oh, absolutely, brother.
And let everyone know that we do exist. And we may not be on the nearest billboard as you drive by, but our agents are all pretty much handpicked and trained by me. And, we love what we do, and we're not perfect, but we try and do our best to do what is best for our clients.
Values-driven realty is what it is. Tell us your website again, brother.
ValuesDrivenRealty.com, or an easier one is VDRIN.com.
You going to Google it when you get home?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I mean, are there listings on it? I'm a shameless plug for looking at houses.
You can actually put searches together live yourself and save them. You can look through our current listings. You can, But it's for our local area here in Mybor, which is most of the counties around Indianapolis.
That's perfect.
Perfect.
Absolutely. Brother, thanks for being here today. Jenny, thank you
for having us. Yes.
Ms. Melinda, thank you. Thank you. And we are out of here.
Enjoy the coffee.